What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store shares. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Loveland is the modern day tight end, right? And the reason I say that, so there's two types of NFL tight ends. There's guys that you have to scheme open. Right, you're running play action passes. You see him here, he's lined up on the single side of the route. He's running contested catches, bodies hanging on. There's guys that you have to scheme open, and then there's guys that can get themselves open, right? There's not a lot of guys in the league that are running that whip route. You just saw him catch there. Now he's out in motion, now he's gonna catch, and it's run after catch. Like, there's just not a lot of guys in the league that can get themselves open, right? So I think you start there. Those are the guys that you pay. Those are the guys that you draft high.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That's the voice of Greg Olson, and he is breaking down what he's seeing from Colston Loveland on tape. And we are delighted to welcome in yet another tight end. It is Clay Harbor from the Chicago Sports Network, joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo. .com. And Clay, the modern tight end, as Greg Olson describes it, a guy that can be used in a different fashion, the guy that wins matchups, a guy that isn't necessarily going to be operating on the line of scrimmage, but rather creating these mismatches. Did you like hearing that from him? Do you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, absolutely, Mully, and appreciate you guys having me on. I mean, back in your and David's day, not to call you guys old or anything, but the tight end was an extension of the tackle. These guys were used in powers, basically an extension of the offensive line in the run game, and they're going to catch a five-yard stick route. Nowadays, you want a guy that's going to catch a ball that's going to be a big wide receiver. And my comparison, if you go back to the draft between Tyler Warren and Colston Loveland, like Warren was the guy that I talked about Rob Gronkowski, and when I signed with New England Patriots, just going over there, looking at Gronk, seeing everything, I was so excited. What's this guy do? He was just one of these guys that made plays when he was open, and he could run a little bit of man-to-man route, but Colston Loveland isn't that type of tight end. He's more of the Brock Bowers, Travis Kelce type, where if it's man-to-man, you see a good matchup, you know he's going to get open. He's just a guy that can run the wide receiver routes, and I don't like just calling him that player, because the more I watch his tape, the more I think this guy is actually going to be a plus blocker too. Like, he's willing and able, and if you're willing, I think that you are able to be taught how to block, and he's going to get stronger, he's going to get bigger. Obviously, he can't lift much weight right now with his shoulders, but very, very astute by Greg Olson, one of the best tight ends, in my opinion, in the history of the game. I mean, top 15, top 10, whatever you want to put him. But he is that guy that's a matchup problem. He's going to get schemed open in the zones and the play actions when the linebackers get sucked up. But you can also put him in the slot. There's a linebacker on him, he's too fast for the linebacker. There's a safety on him, he's too big for the safety. There's just too many things you can do for this guy, and that's why he's one of those guys you consider a mismatch nightmare.
All right, young whippersnapper. So I know that you were out at the rookie minicamp over the weekend, 3 days at Hallis Hall, watching the young rookie class practice. Why were you so impressed with Ozzie Trapillo? And why do you think that what you saw makes you believe that he could maybe make a run at the starting left tackle spot?
Okay, first off, the disclaimer is that they're out in helmets and T-shirts and, you know, hanging out there. There's no pads on yet. But what I was very impressed with for a guy his size, I played with tackles 6'8". I played with guys that were even 6'10". King Dunlap, Philadelphia Eagles, a guy was 6'10". It was hard to get calls in between us. I'm basically, you know, my head is just directly up trying to tell him, hey, it's a triple block here. But he was extremely athletic. His footwork and his technique looked like a veteran. A lot of these big guys, they're waist benders, I call them, and what the coach calls. He's a knee bender. He's in an athletic position, and it looks natural to him. He's moving quick. His set looked as natural on the left as you would think it would on the right. He didn't get in a right-handed stance all practice. And obviously in college, we know his last two seasons, he played right tackle. His freshman year, he played left tackle. But when you look into it more, you listen to him at his press conferences, he's a guy that had trained more left tackle this offseason than right tackle. And it really showed out there at rookie minicamp. And then I go back to even when I was at the Senior Bowl. Now, who is this big guy? He looks like the mountain from Game of Thrones, 6'8", monster, and he's playing left tackle, he's playing right tackle. He's a guy that can do everything. And seeing him on the field, rookie minicamp, his athleticism, how natural his sets were, always in balance, his feet never got tied up. He always has one foot in the ground. As a tackle, you want to make sure you always have one foot in the ground because you have no power if both feet are off the ground. You see some of these other guys, then that's where you lose your power and your leverage. So he's very technical, very long, and very athletic for being such a big dude.
You know, kudos to you, first of all, Clay, for going out to the rookie minicamp and for studying it as closely as you did. That is good information about Ozzie Trapillo. Is he your favorite player? Was he the guy that caught your eye the most, or did a lot of these guys? They've got a lot of speed, a lot of talent. You know, it's been described as an embarrassment of riches for the new quarterback getting a tight end. Now he wasn't able to play, and we know he's anxious to getting a running back, albeit late in the draft, getting a second round pick who could have been a first round pick with some big time speed and yak ability.
Yeah, I would say overall, Ozzie was probably the guy that impressed me the most. And just hearing Ben Johnson talk about him, I was able to talk to Matt Applebaum, the offensive line coach of Boston College that coached Ozzie for 2 years. He also coached the Miami Dolphins as an offensive line coach. He even coached me at the Jaguars. And he said in his entire career, his history of coaching football, he had never met a player that can learn a playbook as fast as Ozzie Trapillo and just really, really said how intelligent this guy was. Ben Johnson comes in the press conference. First thing he says, this guy's extremely intelligent. Everything we talked about in the meeting, he immediately brought to the field and did it the right way. He's exactly who we thought he was. So not only on the field, but off the field, this guy's going to be able to learn an offense. The other guys that I was impressed with, I mean, there was two. One's Colson Loveland, and he's out. Obviously, I wasn't expecting to see anything from him. You show up, he's in his helmet and his jersey, and he's on the side, and everything they're doing, he's trying to do a little bit of work as well. And I was talking to David about this. I thought this was really funny, but this shows you the type of kid that Colson Loveland is. They're doing punt team, right? Punt team, the slides, the sets for punt team, the wing, the guard, the tackle. He's on the side working on his punt set. You're the top 10 pick, buddy. You're not going to be running down on punt team trying to make a tackle. Okay, stop doing that. But that just shows you how eager he was. And then I got to talk about Luther Burden. You know, you've heard, you know, maybe he's not a great route runner. Maybe he's just a guy when the ball gets in his hands. And obviously, once again, shorts, T-shirts, helmets, but he's explosive. He sinks his hips in and out of breaks. He's a guy that can run routes. There's certain guys you got to break down 1-2 to get in and out of a break. He's one of those guys that can do that one step, lean into his right foot if he's breaking left, and just get out of the break. And that's a skill set that not a lot of guys have. And the other thing I noticed, he's a natural hands catcher. I mean, you can see that right away. He's a guy that's smooth. His transition after he catches the ball is instantaneous. And I think that's another reason, besides his explosiveness, why he's able to have so much success and run after the catch, because the time that he catches the ball and then it turns into a ball carrier was just split second. He's so smooth, so quick, and really good at that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
With Clay Harbor from the Big Pro Football Show on CHSN. Clay, Shamar Turner is a guy that they determined will not play on the edge. He was moved from the edge inside at Texas A&M, but he's got some athleticism they like inside. What did you think of that decision, and what were your early impressions on him?
It was tough to see the defensive linemen. They were at the opposite side of the field, and they really weren't doing much because 7-on-7, they're doing a lot of bag drills. I like Shamar Turner. The first thing I noticed, I'll be honest, not to throw shade here, but he was pretty out of breath during the rookie minicamp. I think it was Adam Hogue who asked him a question. He's like, "Hey, how do you feel about your conditioning?" Because that was something we noticed. But he'll be okay there. He's got the ankle thing. I think the decision to move him inside is a good one. And obviously, when he's talking about his weight, he wants to stay about 300 pounds, maybe a little bit under. That's a telltale sign you're not moving him out to edge. If you're moving out to edge, you're going to tell him you're 270, 280, so you right. can move a little bit better, set the edge, not get outflanked, all that good stuff. But I think it's a good plan, just what he's been able to do. Get him in there with Grady Jarrett. Obviously, you got Big Bill, Jervon Dexter. You can really get a lot of different skill sets in that position, create mismatches based on who you're going against. Some of these offensive linemen struggle with that quick, very aggressive guy. Some of them struggle with a guy like Big Bill. It's just a power rusher. So now you're going to have a lot of mismatches depending on who you're going against that you could really take advantage of inside. So I think that's something that they could really utilize.
Do you think they need to get a running back? There's been a lot of talk about that idea. Or do you think that even a seventh-round pick, maybe a guy who could have gone a little higher, Managua, do you think he's good enough, Kyle Managua?
Yeah, I think Kyle Manunga is a guy that, he was impressive. He was a guy that we're just watching him in bag drills and stuff like that, but he's a guy that was explosive. He was a little bit quicker than I thought for a guy that ran a 4.6 something. So, okay, this guy can move. He's got a little shake to him. He's got a wiggle to him. And then the thing that really impresses me the most, 7-on-7, the guy was catching passes, and he's also a natural hands catcher. I think he had 38 career receptions. And he spoke to that in the press conference. Somebody said, "Hey, we saw you catch some passes out there. That's not something you did a lot of in college." He said, "That's because they didn't ask me to do it. Because I'm excited to get here and show them that I can catch passes." I'm not saying he's going to be the Jahmyr Gibbs guy that's catching a bunch of passes out there, but he's good in pass pro. We've seen that. And he can catch passes. So this guy is more versatile than I think people give him credit for. And it's going to be harder to judge these running backs until you get the pads on and start getting the preseason games. Who's breaking tackles, who's got the contact balance, who's making the correct reads on the zone, which hole you hit, are you reading it right on the power, take that A-gap trap, but if the A-gap isn't there, you can bounce it out. So there's a lot of things that you're going to have to wait to see from the running backs, but overall, from what I saw at the rookie minicamp, he's explosive, he's quicker than he looks, and this guy can catch the football.
Clay, I think this is a long shot possibility, as we've kind of talked about, but Trey Hendrickson remains at odds with the Cincinnati Bengals. He issued a statement yesterday publicly stating just how far apart the two sides are. It doesn't look like they're going to come to a contract resolution. It could be a holdout situation. It seems like he would like to move on. I don't know if you're the Bengals, if you can afford to trade him. At the same time, they did draft his potential replacement. Do you think the Bears will have any interest? Do you think they should have any interest? You have some insight on Trey Hendrickson, but this is a guy who's had 35 sacks the last 2 years, and you wonder until this is resolved, if teams like the Bears should keep track of it.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at this Bears roster, I mean, in my opinion, yeah, well, I think running back is a position you got to look at, because Swift, Roshan, Kyle Manungai, I mean, that's not a lot of depth. When those guys go down, you're in a little bit of a area of need there. But look at edge rusher, Montez Sweat, Dio Dangbo. Who do you got after that? Austin Booker? We hope he takes a jump. We don't know. Then you got Dominic Robinson. He's had how many opportunities? We haven't seen much of him. You need another edge rusher in that system. I'm not saying it has to be Trey Hendrickson, but if they're willing to trade him for a third round, second round even maybe, then you got to take a shot and see what you got. I mean, it's not my money. If Poles can get this under the cap, you think about it. Dennis Allen, when I was in New Orleans in 2017, we had a few draft picks. One of them was Trey Hendrickson. Dennis Allen is our defensive coordinator. He knows Dennis Allen's system. Dennis Allen's still running the same variants of that system. Obviously, there's always there's a tweak here or there, but he knows the system. He's been successful in that system. He's a Dennis Allen guy. He's a guy that is going to go out there. He's got a great motor and get pressure on the quarterback. I don't see how you couldn't at least make the call. And if he's available, I wouldn't be opposed to it. I know he's older. I know you got a bit of a younger team here, but he's a guy that can completely change this organization. If you could somehow get Montez Sweat and Trey Hendrickson on opposite sides of the football on a third and long or third and medium, I mean, that changes things for your defense. So I would definitely make the call. I know the Bengals have turned down a few mid-round picks that's been reported, but they're going to get more desperate, because I don't think Trey Hendrickson is going to play for a $16 million base salary the same Dio Dangbo got when Dio had 4.5 sacks and Trey had 17.5 last year.
Wow. I'm curious, I don't know how to ask the question. Did you understand why people question the Ruben Hippolyte? In other words, when you see a guy who can run like all get out, but isn't really, he doesn't look the size of a strong side, linebacker. I thought I heard Ben Johnson actually mention Noah Sewell at some point.
Yeah, he did.
Over the weekend.
Yeah.
That was of interest to me, just because he knows his brother. But there is an availability. You need some help on the defense at linebacker. What did you think of Hippolyte?
Yeah, I was a bit shocked where they drafted him in the fourth round there, because I thought you probably could have got him in the sixth. But right. You know, it starts to make a little more sense when you listen to Dennis Allen and you see Hippolyte in the press conferences. What they did is they fell in love with this guy. I mean, it's tough not to. You can tell this guy is a true professional. He takes his stuff serious. And something Dennis Allen said, he said he has everything in order from football to his personal life. This guy is all football. Right. He's a smart player. And players like that are the ones that typically continue to get better, and guys you can rely on. And these coaches, trust is such a huge thing. He came in on his pre-draft visit. He made a great impression. Yes, that's the word, impression with the coaching staff, and they fell in love with the guy. And he does got that sideline to sideline speed. I think he's a natural Sam? Probably not, but he can move into that. And then I'm sure Richard Hightower is excited, because he's one of those guys that you know can run down there, core four special teams, punt return, kickoff return, punt team. Sorry, Colson Loveland, we're going to have Hippolyte on the punt team, not you. But that's, I mean, there's value there too once you get in those later rounds. Special teams matters.
Great stuff, Clay. Yeah.
Clay, thank you a ton. Really appreciate it.
Tremendous insight.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys.
That's Clay Harbor from CHSN. What good man and good information.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.